Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the only show that doesn't care about ratings, Witness Radio, with your host, Ryan Muniak.
Garrett, we're doing the IQ test.
Okay.
The three triangles out there, read it out loud, each triangle, okay?
Okay. Paris in the spring, bird in the hand, once in a lifetime.
Okay, you got all three of them wrong. Paris in the spring, bird in the hand, once in a lifetime.
Oh, no. Oh, well. All right.
Get to see what you're used to seeing.
Let's go over here to Einstein.
Right.
How many of each animal did Moses take into the ark?
Moses didn't take any animals into the ark.
Very good. What is the name of the raised print the deaf people use?
Deaf people don't use race print.
Oh, okay.
Good job. Spell the word shop out loud.
S-H-O-P.
What do you do at a green light?
Go.
Very good. So is it possible to end a sentence with the word the?
That sentence just did.
Very good. Okay, I think we got a smart guy here. All right, so imagine you're driving a Mercedes at 100 miles per hour.
Uh-huh.
The steering locks. The doors lock. The brakes fail. And you're heading for a 1,000-foot cliff. What do you do?
Okay, so I'm driving. Let me think about this. I'm driving a Mercedes at 100 miles per hour. The steering locks, the doors lock, the brakes fail, and you're heading for a 1,000-foot cliff. Wait, well, is it a convertible? Then I'll jump out the top.
Okay. Or you could stop imagining.
Oh. Well, that is a more cost-effective.
Spell the word silk out loud.
S-I-L-K.
What do cows drink?
Water.
All right. You got one wrong out of all of those. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. So now these are just fun little games to get you thinking, okay, maybe I'm not right about absolutely everything. Now here,
just most things, yeah.
Right.
I shouldn't say that because I know that's not the case.
All right. So here's one where you don't want to be deceived, where you don't want to get it wrong. Do you consider yourself to be a good person?
In progress.
In progress.
I'm working towards it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I've got my degree. I'm making the attempt. You know,
okay.
That's, you know, I don't think I can really determine that, but I can try to.
Okay.
Try to, you know, live up to that, you know, and act like a good person.
Okay. Well, Garrett, we're going to put you to the test, the good person test, okay?
Great.
Three questions.
Okay.
How many lies have you told in your whole life?
Too many to, well, not too many to count, but more than I know. I'm sure I've, although I've been doing pretty good over the last maybe 2 months, doing better than previous to those 2 months,
okay.
I would say.
Well, what do you call someone who tells a lot of lies?
Well, I mean, do they tell lies all the time, or what percentage are we talking here?
Well, if I were to lie to you, what would you call me?
I'd call you a person who lied to me.
Come on.
No. I it's too incomplete of a picture, I think.
If I murdered one person, would I be considered a murderer?
You would be considered a murderer.
Okay, if I murdered 10 people, would I be considered a murderer?
You'd be considered a more extreme murderer.
But still a murderer.
There's a degree. Again, it does depend on the situation. I mean, if it's self-defense, are you still a murderer? You know, there are some shades of gray. Don't murder anybody. But if you murdered somebody in self-defense, I won't condemn you.
But that's technically not murder because
it's
self-defense.
Well, exactly, but that's killing somebody.
Right.
So it's,
but it's,
you know,
different.
Mm.
You know. So let me put it to you this way.
Okay, all right.
If you murder one person, you're a murderer. If you murder 10 people, you're a murderer. So if you lied one time...
Yeah, but lying is it's a more of an ongoing behavior. And the thing about a lie is you can correct a lie. You can't correct a murder. I can say, you know, if I say, my shirt is yellow, I can come back to you later and say, I'm sorry, man, my shirt's actually blue.
Well,
you can't, you know, being a murderer, that's very permanent. You murder somebody, you can't bring them back. Telling a lie, you can take steps towards fixing it. You can't. It really, it's up to the person you lied to whether they want to, whether they want to forgive you or not. But if you, you can do something to attempt to erase your mistake, your bad action.
But so the action still happened, right?
The action still happened, but...
So it's not really erased.
Well, but the damage can be erased. That's what I would say the difference between being a murderer and being a liar is. You can't erase the damage of being a murderer. You can help to atone for it, but you can't erase the damage of being a murderer. You can potentially erase the damage of being a liar, because you can tell the truth. You can't produce life, but you can produce truth. I've got to run, man. That's what I got for time.
All right. Well, here, let me give you an IQ test to go.
You're listening to Witness Radio.
Can I give you that
Very cool.
Yeah. What kind of very cool event is it?
It's a bid dinner for Theta Theta Pi.
Oh, there you go. I was like, are they jealous witnesses? Mormons? And I'm like, no, he's got clothes with him. I'm like, I don't think so. So are you guys all excited? How long until your big dinner?
We have what? Yeah,
30
half hour.
A half an hour. Let me ask you guys a question. Are you good people?
Yeah, I think.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
All right. Have you guys ever told a lie?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have you guys ever stolen anything?
Yep.
The Bible says if you hate someone, you murder them in your heart. If you lust after someone, you commit adultery in your heart. So if God judged you guys by the Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
Guilty. If you're guilty, you're going to heaven or hell?
Hell.
Does that concern you guys?
Kind of, yeah.
You know what God did so you wouldn't have to go to hell?
Died on the cross.
He did? What does that mean when he died on that cross?
He
saved us from...
It's like him paying your fine, past, present, and future. Him paying your fine. And so what you do is imagine your parents pay the fine. What do they say? Don't do that anymore, right?
Yeah.
Well, so what God says is you need to turn away from your sin nature. Turn away from those wanting to do those things anymore. And trust that Jesus paid the fine. So you get in heaven not because you're good, not because you earn it or deserve it, not because you're totally sport and cool look, but because... He loved you so much to send Jesus to pay that fine. You have to trust in that, not alone. Does that make sense, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You guys have such a great night tonight.
Thank you.
So, Paris, you think you're a good person. Okay, we're going to put you through a quick test.
Okay.
Okay. How many lies have you told in your whole life?
I don't count.
Okay. But you've told some lies, right?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Have you ever stolen anything, even something small?
I don't remember. Nope.
Okay. Are you sure? Because you just admitted to lying.
I actually don't remember.
Okay, I'll let you slide. Have you ever used God's name in vain or used his name like a curse word? God, Jesus, or Christ?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay, that's good.
Where I come from, we don't curse using God's name.
Okay. Well, that's good. Last one. This is the big one. The Bible says... Do not commit adultery. But Jesus looked at your thought life. He says, if you look with lust, you've committed adultery already in your heart. Have you ever looked with lust?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Paris, you've admitted to being a liar and an adulterer at heart. Now, what I've done is I've used a couple of the Ten Commandments to gauge whether or not you're good. And you failed on two of them, so you're not good.
Okay.
You're like the rest of us.
Yeah, but I actually am not Christian, and I don't believe in those God things about Jesus and stuff. I actually don't know about that, so I don't believe them.
Okay.
So, in my own thoughts, I am good.
Okay. So... what background are you? What faith?
My parents are Hindus. I'm from India, so they believe in God, but it's Hinduism God.
Okay.
Yeah. So I actually believe in God, but I don't think of a person or specific sculpture as a God. I believe that God is in us, and it's just spiritual and a spiritual thing. Meditation is good as it makes us healthy and it's like we feel good. That is what I care about. That's it. I don't believe in religion, actually.
Okay.
I don't believe in any religion.
Gotcha. So, based on your views, is it okay to lie?
Yeah, if not a very big lie or that can destroy people's life, it's okay to lie. If telling the truth can break that person completely, or it can hurt him a lot. Not in a bad way. I'm not saying that you should lie that you have done something wrong. I'm not saying in that way, but there are certain some circumstances when you have to lie to keep the other person like happy or not to like break them.
Have you ever done one of the bad lies that you're talking about?
No, never.
You've never done a bad lie?
No, never.
I think you're lying, but I'll let you slide. So, what about looking with lust? Is that bad in your eyes?
I actually don't get it exactly what you meant, but like having sexual feelings for a girl,
right? Like not just that's an attractive looking girl, but going farther than that, you know, things. Oh, geez, I want that. you're a male, you know what
yeah,
I'm talking.
Every male thinks like that.
I agree, yeah. But is that okay in your world?
Yeah, until and unless you don't commit any wrong thing, you know, it's like if you are thinking that a girl is attractive for you, then what is wrong in that? It's
a
normal human nature.
Like I said, there not just an attraction, taking it that step farther.
I don't think so. I do things like that.
All right, let me put it to you this way: if the girl you're looking at, if her dad found out what thoughts were going through your brain about his daughter, are those thoughts okay?
Yeah, they are okay. I mean, I just see girls like in attractive, oh, she's looking good. Yeah, I would like to be friends with her or maybe in a relationship later on. That's it. I don't see like a rapist or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I think her dad would disagree. He'd probably come after you for those thoughts that you're thinking. But so listen, I know you don't follow the Bible or anything like that, but the Bible says this. The Bible says that there is a God. There's one God, one true God. And he says that you know that, but you suppress that truth with unrighteousness or wrongdoings, sin, lying, stealing, looking with lust. Those are all sins. And it says that because you love to do what is wrong or what is pleasurable to you more than God, the Bible says that you would spend eternity in hell. Does that concern you?
I don't think about the future. I think that the life I'm living right now is right. I'm not harming any other person. I'm living my life really well. I'm enjoying it. That is all what matters. If there's some God or religion that comes in the way and tries to stop me from like having fun without harming any person other than me, then I think that is wrong. I can't allow that in my life.
So it's okay to do something wrong that, as long as it doesn't harm somebody
else. Yeah. Because then ultimately you are harming yourself, and that is your self-conscious and self-judgment to do right thing or wrong thing. That harms you.
Alrighty. Well, Paris, I want to thank you for talking to me.
Imagine Jesus walking onto your local college campus. What would he say? Would he be like Matthew chapter 9, seeing the people harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd, and say, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few? At Christian Collegiate Network, we are sending workers into the harvest. We are training students how to proclaim the glorious gospel, not only in the way that they live their lives, but how to speak to the campus community about the gospel. If you want to support our ministry at Christian Collegiate Network, by becoming a campus leader or financially, go to changeyourcampus.com.
So, would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Yes.
Have you ever told a lie?
Yes.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
The Bible says if you hate someone, you murdered them in your heart. If you lust after someone, you commit adultery in your heart. Have you ever taken God's name in vain and said, oh my G-O-D, O-J-C?
Yes.
So if God judged you by the Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty?
Probably guilty.
If you're guilty, would you go to heaven or hell?
I guess that's up for God to decide.
The Bible says that all liars have their place in the lake of fire. No thief, no murderer, no adulterer can enter the kingdom of heaven. And so because he's a just judge, he has to send people, you know, he has to have people pay their fine. Imagine if somebody raped and murdered a friend of yours, and then that guy who did it stood before a judge and said, Judge, I'm so sorry, I'll never do it again. He goes, oh, that's okay, you could just go. Would that be a good judge?
Probably not.
No, and so God is a good judge, so he has to punish our sin, right? But you're like, I want mercy, huh?
I mean, yeah.
All right, and so, you know, God is a just judge, but he's also merciful. Now, how can the two of those go together? Because the only way he can give you mercy is if somebody pays that fine, right?
Right.
So do you know who can pay that fine?
Who?
God sent his only son, Jesus. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned. He never broke any of the laws. He healed people. He rose people from the grave. And then he allowed himself to die on the cross. Now, he claimed to be God, and that's why they killed him on that cross, but he allowed them to do it because he's taken the full wrath of God in your place. And so he's an eternal being, so he can pay an eternal fine for you. Now, 3 days later, he rose from the grave, and 500 people saw him after he rose from the grave, proving that he was innocent, death couldn't hold him, and that he was fully God and can pay your fine. Now, imagine your parents paid the fine. What would they say?
Oh, geez, I have no idea.
They tell you, don't do that again, right?
Absolutely.
So you have to repent. But what you have to do is repent of your sin nature. Repent of wanting to do those things. And so you turn away from sin and trust that Jesus paid that fine in full. And so you get to heaven not because you earn it or deserve it, not because you have a cool hairstyle, but because God loved you so much to pay that fine. Is that good news?
That's good news.
Now let me ask you a question. Are you going to repent and put your faith in Jesus today?
Absolutely.
Amen. Now, do you have a Bible at home?
I do, yes.
So I want to encourage you to read that Bible and obey what it says. Get into a good church. Now, I have a friend here that has a Bible study.
You're listening to Witness Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ryan. I'm here today because I want to talk to you for a few minutes, just a few short minutes, about the events of what happened in Oregon yesterday. Now, if any of you don't know, there was some crazy guy that went to a college, much like the college we're at today. And that man decided to shoot up a bunch of the classrooms in that college. In fact, news reports say that 10 people lost their lives yesterday at that college as a result of this shooting. 7 more people were injured and had to go to the hospital. And that's horrible news. And I hope and I pray that would never, ever happen here at the University of Cincinnati. But let me ask you this. If it were to happen, if something like that were to take place, are you 100% sure that you are right with God? If you were to die, just like those people died yesterday in Oregon at the college, if you were to die, where would you go? Would you go to heaven or would you go to hell? Well, let's take a quick test to find out. Have you ever lied before? If you've ever lied, the Bible says you're a liar and says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Have you ever stolen anything? If yes, then you would be a thief. And the Bible says no thief will inherit the kingdom of God. Have you ever used God's name in vain, the name Jesus or God or Christ, like a curse word? If yes, that's called blasphemy. It's very serious in God's eyes. He said He will not hold you guiltless for taking his name in vain. I've gone through 3 of God's 10 commandments, and I do that to show you that you, like the rest of us, are a sinner. You have sinned against a holy and righteous God. You have broken his law. And the Bible makes it clear that a punishment for breaking God's law is eternity in the lake of fire, a place called hell. It's a horrible place, and I don't want anyone to go there. That's why I'm up here today. And the reason I know this is because I was once heading for hell. I was once living in sin. But today, I can confidently share with you that I am no longer going to hell. And I can most assuredly tell you that you can escape hell as well. You don't have to go to hell. You can escape it. The lake of fire. You can get out of that punishment. But there's only one way to do that. There's only one way to escape the judgment, the wrath of God, which abides on you, which remains on you. The only way to be saved from hell is through Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? Jesus is God in the flesh. God came down in the form of a man. He was born of a virgin. His name was Jesus Christ. He lived a perfect life, a sinless life. Jesus never lied. Jesus never stole. Jesus never used God's name in vain. But even though Jesus never broke the law, he was punished like a common criminal. You see, he was whipped. He was beaten. He was crushed for our iniquity. He was hung upon a cross by his hands and feet. His blood was shed on that cross. He died on that cross, not because he deserves it, but because you deserve it and I deserve it. He died for you and for me. He died to pay the penalty for your sin and my sin, the sin of lying or stealing or using God's name in vain or many other sins. God came to this earth and took your place. You deserve hell. But God offers you a way out anyway. You see, the Bible says that in spite of your sin, God loves you. And he wants you to be saved. He wants you to go to heaven. He wants you to escape hell. Jesus Christ not only died on that cross, but 3 days later, he rose from the grave, defeating death, defeating hell, and offering you a way out, a way of escape. Jesus said that you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. The only way to do that is to repent. Turn from your sinfulness. Turn from your sinful nature. And turn to Jesus Christ. Put your trust in him. It's not just a mental knowledge of who Jesus is, but it is turning away from all that you know is wrong and sinful and turning towards God, running to him, putting your faith, your trust in Jesus Christ alone.
I want to be the very best, like no one
ever. I don't know who
was.
This guy is, but he should wait his turn.
Best.
I would love to give him an opportunity to share
God.
What he wants after I'm finished.
I will travel across the land.
This gentleman apparently does not love you enough to let me finish what I was saying. What I want you to know is that I love you enough to share the truth.
But
the Bible says you're all condemned just like I was condemned. The Bible says that because we lied or stolen or used God's name in vain, the Bible says we deserve hell.
Pokemon.
But God says that he loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to die on the cross. He was risen from the grave 3 days later, and he offers you eternal life. Today you can have eternal life if you turn from sin and trust in Jesus Christ alone.
To claim my rightful place.
I don't know what this guy is saying,
come with me,
but I want you to know that whatever he is saying, if it is against God's word, if it is against the Bible, it is not true, it is a lie. And it will send you to hell. It will not save you from hell. The only way to be saved from hell is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I am the way.
Oh, you're my best friend.
And the life.
In a world,
no one comes to the Father except through me.
Pokemon.
Jesus Christ said
so true.
That he is the only way
our
to escape hell.
Will
the only way
through.
To get to heaven. You can have eternal life today. I urge you, do not put it off.
Gotta catch them all.
Just like those people in Oregon yesterday. Those people did not know that they were going to die yesterday. And I urge you to consider that today. You do not know when you will die. Do not put it off. Turn from your sin and turn to Jesus Christ today so that you will live, so that you will have eternal life. I don't want you to go to hell. You see, the people in Oregon, many of the people in Oregon that died, they were Christians. The shooter killed them out, Christians. But you know what? Those Christians, while they are not living here on this earth, they are living in heaven today. They are alive forevermore because they have turned from their sin and put their trust in Jesus Christ alone. Today, if you were to die, can you confidently say that you would go to heaven? If you have not put your trust in Jesus Christ alone, you cannot say that. The only sure way to have eternal life, the only way to have eternal life is through Jesus Christ alone. Maybe you don't think you need Jesus Christ. Maybe you think you're good enough to get to heaven on your own merit. Well, ask yourself if you've ever told a lie. Ask yourself if you've ever used God's name in vain. Ask yourself if you've ever hated someone before. The Bible says all liars will have to depart in the lake of fire. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how big or how little the lie is. It doesn't matter if the lie is a white lie, a black lie, a green lie, or a polka dot lie. If it's a lie, you're a liar, and the Bible says you're going to hell. But you can be saved from that.
In West Philadelphia.
Have you ever hated someone before? The Bible says that's the same as murder. If you've murdered someone. If you hated someone, you are a murderer in God's eyes. And eternal life is not in you.
When a couple guys,
but you can be saved.
No good,
you can have eternal life if you turn from your sinfulness and turn to Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross, who rose on the third day, defeating death and hell,
and
offering you eternal life. Even this gentleman here, eternal life is offered to him. If he would just turn from his sin and trust in Jesus Christ alone.
She gave me a kiss.
Again,
she gave me my ticket.
You need to get right with God
said,
before it's too late. Those students in Oregon, they had no idea that yesterday would be their last day. They were going around doing their thing. They were sitting in class.
And
they died yesterday. What about you? Are you 100% sure that you will live to the end of this day? Just like those guys in Oregon, the Christians that were singled out and murdered, those Christians live today in heaven.
You're a jerk.
Thank you. Have a great day. Those Christians who died yesterday live forevermore in heaven. They have eternal life. But do you have eternal life? I urge you, I plead with you, please, cry out to God today. Give him your life. Surrender your sinfulness to God. and then pick up your cross and follow Jesus daily.
Witness Radio has been brought to you by